Welcome back to another edition of El Paso Primetime. I get the opportunity of a lifetime to sit with two wonderful folks from NAMI. We're going to explain to you exactly what NAMI is all about. But first, let me introduce you to Nelly Mendoza and Clemencia Prieto. They're from NAMI here in El Paso. Welcome, ladies, to El Paso Primetime.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Nelly. Glad to be here.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Let's talk a little bit about the organization itself. It's a very important organization. I think people have a tendency to shy away from the issue and the notion of mental illness because there's a stigma attached to it. But I try to explain to as many people as I can that mental illness is like any other illness. If you have a cancer, if you have a boo-boo, if you bang your knee against a wall, well, it's the same sort of a thing as having a little bit of a mental lapse or a mental illness and whatnot. There's no shame in it at all. And that's why you're here, is because we need to take away the stigma.
Correct.
Absolutely.
So let's get down to the basics of what NAMI does for the folks here in El Paso.
All right. Well, first of all, I'd like to share what is our mission.
Okay.
Because it's basic, it's to the point. And we recently changed it to make sure that everybody understood what we stand for. We really provide advocacy, education, support services, and community awareness so that all individuals and families with a mental illness can have better lives. So our mission is always what we have in mind when we provide services to the community. Are we providing the education, the awareness? Are we advocating for those that cannot speak for themselves? And we do this with passion. It just comes natural for those of us that are really committed to spreading the word to help stop the stigma against people with mental illness.
There's a variety of mental illnesses. It's a plethora of mental illnesses, much like there is a plethora of physical ailments that will attack the human body as we age. And even when we're tiny, we have sometimes the synapses aren't making the proper connections like they're supposed to. So, Nelly, let's talk a little bit more about what the organization does. The National Alliance on Mental Illness here in El Paso has been quite formidable in helping educate, but there are still people who have a tendency to shy away from it.
Absolutely. Now, one of the things that I do want to mention before I go into a little more detail on the services that are provided, I do want to mention that in the nation, approximately 62 million people are affected by a certain mental illness. It used to be 1 in 4 people that were affected, but now we're at 1 in 5 individuals that are affected by a mental illness. The majority of individuals under disability are have a mental health issue. Mm-hmm. So just putting these statistics and this research in place lends us to also look at here locally, how many organizations, how many for-profit, nonprofit organizations offer services for behavioral health. And approximately we're looking, I believe it's 4 mental health facilities in central El Paso. Mm-hmm. We have the El Paso Psychiatric Hospital. We have El Paso Behavioral Health System. We have a EHN that's located in central El Paso. I'm sorry, it's 3 in central El Paso. And then we have Peak Behavioral as well. These are inpatient and outpatient facilities. When we look at that, we really don't have as many services that are being offered to our community. And so our mission and our role here in the community is to basically expand that throughout the county, El Paso County. And by doing that, we try to go out to the west side, to the east side of El Paso, out in the colonias, and attend health fairs, teach classes as part of our education. We do have our support groups. One of the things I want to mention is in terms of our services, we offer the family-to-family classes, which is a 12-week educational class for those that have adult family members that are suffering from a mental illness. We have the basics education program as well, and that is a 6-week educational course for those that have children or adolescents or a caregiver of of someone that has a mental illness, we have professional presentations that are done by two individuals that are suffering from a mental illness. And these are our, in our own voice presentations. And we have support groups as well. And when people call our office, we say, yes, we offer these services. And we can really, throughout the calendar year, we say, well, we're having them on the west side. We're having them on the east side. We're having them throughout the entire city. So we're really trying to expand our services.
Mm-hmm.
So like Ms. Prieto had mentioned, we provide the advocacy, the educational support, and then the support with the support groups as well.
I'd like to add to what Nelly just said. As a matter of fact, in my own personal situation, I attended one of those classes. It's the 12-week family-to-family class. And these classes are not offered by professionals, quote-unquote, or with titles or anything. These are people that have lived the experience of living with someone with a mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
So you can relate to them, they can relate to us. So this was a 12-week class, and I attended, and Manelli was actually the coordinator of that class, and two family members that have worked with NAMI and have volunteered for NAMI. All of this is free. They also give their time for free, provided the classes.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I mean, at the 11th class, you have someone coming to talk to you about advocacy. And I remember Tammy Mason from our board came, and she gave a wonderful presentation, inspiring, you know, that the importance of really advocating for those loved ones that cannot do it themselves. Or they can do it when they are in recovery, of course,
mm-hmm.
but there are some times that they can't. So it was really interesting, to the point that in the 12th class, I was recruited.
Nice.
I was recruited, and now I am on the board. And actively participating in all kinds of activities for NAMI, because I truly believe that even though we are not providing therapy, because we are not professionals to do that, we provide that support system that doesn't exist in anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And that because El Paso is really not a community that can offer 100% services, we're not there yet.
Right.
Ideally, we should. At least we are there to educate the families, to tell them that it is important that their attitude, the change in attitude is key to be able to work with their loved ones, to have compassion, to have a better understanding of the what their loved ones go through. It's a really very it's an eye-opener. We have evidence that proves that people have changed the way they see mental illness as a result of this training. They are more compassionate. They are more open to talking about it. They understand. They react differently to their loved ones. They don't get frustrated when they don't do the things that they think they should be doing. Why don't you just go and get a job? You have been here for a year and you haven't gotten a job, without realizing that they really need to go through steps in their recovery process before they can actually act as we expect them to do, because we don't really know what they are going through. We just need to be more understanding and more knowledgeable as of what is it that is happening with their lives. So it's really good.
You know, I've over the years done a little bit of rudimentary studying on post-traumatic stress disorder. And I know that that's it's a real touchy subject with a lot of people, because they relate it mostly to the military. And yet PTSD stretches across all boundaries into every family. Whomever has had some kind of a traumatic event in their lives, they're going to be affected with it. You know, it's and it creates a little bit of stress inside the brain, and so it doesn't make all of the chemicals it's supposed to because it's injured. And I think a lot of people don't see it that way yet.
Interesting that you say that, because for many years we had the three major conditions when we talk about major depression and schizoaffective disorder or schizophrenia and bipolar disorder. They were those the three main. Recently they have added OCD as the fourth major. But we are really not really paying a lot of attention to other conditions such as PTSD,
mm-hmm.
such as a whole gamma of anxiety disorders that can really affect a person's day-to-day functioning. And at this time, like Nelly was saying, the four key service providers, they are so overwhelmed with providing services with those three
mm-hmm.
key disorders that is really not a lot of help out there for the other ones.
Right.
And it is our duty and our task to at least start educating and start advocating for additional services that can cover the whole gamma.
I would venture to say, ladies, that the average 1 in 5 Americans having some form of a mental illness, that pretty much brings it into focus that just about every family, everyone who's happened to be listening right at this moment, you're probably being touched by someone in close by, in your circle. And it behooves you as a listener to actually sit down and really think more compassionately about mental illness. Which brings me to this really important event that's coming up in a couple of weeks. Saturday, October 17th, it's the annual NAMI Walks. Let's talk a little bit about that. That's a neat thing. I was supposed to do that last year, and I got stuck here at the radio station.
Well,
getting stuck here at the radio station.
Well, Dennis and Joas, one, are you coming to our October 17th walk, hopefully?
I would like to.
I would
like to.
That would be great. It really is an opportunity to tell the community that we need to be inclusive, need to have fun. Having a member of our family, of our community with a mental illness doesn't mean that we need to really hide anywhere on the country. We need to be sure that we are all included and participate in life, in the everyday activities. And this is a fun place to get together, Memorial Park. Mm-hmm. The reserve is beautiful. We're having a festive event, really. We are having, actually, our sheriff has accepted to be the honorary chair, so he's going to be there. And we'll have representatives from our major supporters, such as Behavioral Healthcare Emergency Health Network. And I'd like to take advantage at this time to let you know that we wouldn't be able to be doing this if it wasn't for the support that we have gotten from the El Paso Del Norte Health Foundation for our service programs, for our education programs. And this year and last year as well, we got a grant, a challenge grant, from El Paso Del Norte Foundation. If you want to let the public know, for every dollar that we can raise, we may have the potential of having additional 50 cents donated by the El Paso Del Norte Foundation.
That's a wonderful thing. And, yes, we need to put that out there for people to partake in the generous offer from Paso Del Norte Foundation, because that's quite frankly, the funding that you get comes back into the community in order to teach the rest of us exactly what, number one, the services that you have, and two, you'd be able to afford more professionals to be able to come in and explain to us exactly what's going on with things like bipolar disorder, like schizophrenia and depression. It's amazing to me how many people get afraid when someone like myself says, well, I have depression. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, you know, gosh, look at the time. I got to go wash the car. And it's raining outside. Really? I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to sit here and boo-hoo, and I'm not going to, you know, tell you my life story or anything. I just told you what I told you.
We are uneasy about things that we don't know. And especially mental health has been kind of separated. It's almost like they separate our brain from the rest of the body. And we are here to really let everybody know that we are one body, and we need to be holistic in our approach to working with health. So we need to be able to connect mental health and physical health. And it all starts with education. I mean, this is our role. We are not therapists, but we are educators. And we are also family members providing the services. And I know that, Nelly, could you explain how we get so many people to give the classes? Because you and three staff people cannot do it, but you have a system in place
yes.
that really might be interesting for the community to learn about.
Yes. So with NAMI El Paso, we really work through our volunteers. I want to say about 98% of the work that is done through NAMI El Paso is from volunteers. Our family-to-family teachers are all volunteers. We have 41 of them. We have our In Our Own Voice presenters, and they are volunteers as well. And I believe we have 20 or so. We have have basics teachers, and we have 10 volunteer teachers. And then we have other volunteers that help us at other capacities with our walk, with canvassing. We just have so many volunteers. I really want to say that we have 100-plus volunteers that are active in our organization. And without their help, we really wouldn't be where we are at right now. Mm-hmm. Going back to the NAMI walk, I really feel that this is an event that any of your listeners can go ahead and attend, learn about NAMI, learn what we do, learn about the services that we offer, become members. Our membership is so cheap. It's $3 or $35 for professionals, and have them attend. I mean, like you mentioned, Dennis, everyone knows of someone that is affected, a coworker, a family member, a classmate, you name it. You know of someone that's affected. And what a wonderful place to go to this walk and mingle and talk to professionals, because professionals are going to be there, people that are affected by mental illness, their loved ones. For me, this event is such a great event for the community to come out, support, enjoy, have fun, enjoy the free food. We'll have informational tables as well. Get the education that you need. Have a great time, and also your exercise. Another big thing about mental health is living a healthy lifestyle. If you eat healthy, if you exercise, that's a great, great way to keep your mental well-being intact. And so walking the 3 miles would be great in supporting. And, of course, the event is free. The event is free, and all of the goodies and stuff will be free. But, of course, any donation, at least $5, would help the organization. As you know, the services that are provided through NAMI are entirely free. Our classes, presentations, they're free. And for all of our services, we provide manuals, we provide coffee for our participants, we provide items, but of course to provide these items, we must fundraise, and this is our largest fundraising event, and we're hoping to meet our goal. Our goal this year is $32,000, and we're hoping to get there, or even more. We're hoping to raise money beyond that.
$32,000, which will be hopefully... We're challenged to raise as much as possible, and, mm-hmm. and they will help us match it. Mm. Yeah.
It's very important that I think our listeners understand the type of services that you bring to the table is much like any other nonprofit organization in the city. But what makes you guys very, very special is that when I was taking classes in psychology and sociology and all that, when we sat down and we talked about mental illness, we always called it the hidden illness, because you don't see the blood clots, or you don't see the bruises or broken bones or anything. It's all internalized. And you guys have helped a friend of mine through understanding what schizophrenia is all about. You have helped me understand what chronic depression is all about over the years. And bipolar, you know, it was something that I never, up until recently, like everyone else, I think we're trying to grasp what exactly bipolar is truly all about. And it's nothing to be afraid of. It's just a situation that kind of, if you look at a meter, it goes from one end to the other and back and forth. You just have to try to figure out how to gauge it and then help it along.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because as part of our improvement to provide services to the El Paso community and whoever wants to access our services, we now have a new website, and it's easy to remember, www.namielpaso.org. And as a matter of fact, yesterday I was kind of checking to see if everything was in order, and I was reminded that we have put in there something about mental illness. If you click on that, about mental illness, it has a wonderful, it connects to the national, and it has wonderful information, easy to read, very user-friendly on every mental health condition that you can imagine. Mm-hmm. And it also connects you to services if you need to. And we cannot provide that directly here.
Right.
But since we are part of the national movement, we can take advantage of the research that they have done mm-hmm. and of the information that they offer in the website. So I would encourage our listeners to go to this website, www.namielpaso.org, and see what we have to offer. We also have a calendar of events listed. So the family-to-family classes are listed, the support groups are listed, times and dates are listed. So if they are listening and they would like some assistance, they can go there. Mm-hmm. They can also call our office.
Absolutely.
And do you want to give the number for our office?
And also, another thing, too, before I go into that, I wanted to mention we do have our NAMI El Paso Facebook page.
Oh, good.
That's true.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
and it's very active. We're close to hitting that 1,000 mark. Yay!
Yay! Very cool.
But even if we can have listeners just check out the page, we're very, very, very active in that page. We post approximately once a day, and with daily activities that we're doing, if your listeners want to just find out when are the classes taking place, when are events taking place. We have community forums as well that we hold throughout the year as well. This year we had a couple. We targeted in July. We did National Minority Mental Health Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. We targeted populations with the elderly and the LGBT community. In May as well, we had another community forum, and then I believe in October we'll have another October November I believe we'll have another community forum. So we're trying to remain active in the community. So, of course, through social media, through our website, you name it. Yeah, no, definitely. We're trying to remain active and relevant because we know that younger people are looking at social media. And sometimes those younger folks in college or in high school or even in middle school are scared to come out and say, you know what, something's affecting me. And by reading our page, I mean, they might be inspired to go into the psychology field. They might be inspired to volunteer with us or actually seek help or talk to their loved ones and say, hey, you know, I have something going on with me, can you take me? Sure. So these are ways that we can definitely connect with the community as well.
It's one of the things that, you know, social media has really, people trash it because there's so much that goes
much
on,
going on
with it. But on the positive end of it, positive ends of social media just says that you don't have to go through anything in life anymore alone. Even if you're detached and all you're using is Facebook in order to reach out to somebody, somebody on the other end is going to be your lifeline. And that's the wonderful thing about Facebook. You know, you don't have that personal one-on-one contact like what we have here going on now. But to be sure, this new generation would rather connect and feel it out. You know, mm-hmm. hey,
absolutely.
I'm feeling like this. Are you? And if the answer comes back similar, it's like, maybe I should get some help. Mm-hmm. So it's a great idea to tap
idea.
Into that whole thing. But that human-to-human process of a phone number is also a good thing, too.
It is, definitely, especially for us who are not in the this generation. I kind of want to be sure to emphasize, if that's okay with you, Dennis,
sure.
If people are interested in coming to us, ideally, even though it is free, we would like them to register so that we have, if they raise the $100, we make sure that we have a shirt. A T-shirt that we're giving to whoever raises more than $100.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to give a couple of ways where they can go to register. So
absolutely.
They can go to register or for information to the website that is exclusively for the walk, and it's www.namiwalks.org/El Paso, and that automatically takes them to our page. And they can easily go through the process. They can sponsor if they want to, or they can become a walker, or they can open up a team. The beauty of it is that we have a student from UTEP who mm-hmm. has been wonderful, and he added something to it. He had added a contact me. So if they want information, they can just click on contact me, and they want to see how am I going to follow this process. I don't understand it. Don't worry. Isidro will make sure that he knows what to do. And so that's an excellent way of just going to our webpage and see what's going on and if they want to register. They can also email us at namiwalks, elp@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Or call me personally, and my cell number is 210-274-3189. Okay. I carry it with me at all times, and I am getting calls and helping people register for the walk.
That's always a good thing, and all of this information will be up on our website as well as the this program. It'll be archived. What else would you like to talk about since we have a little bit of time?
Well, there are so many things to talk about. We are having at the walk, we are not going to be selling anything. Everything is free. But we were authorized to actually get donations. And we have a volunteer that very kindly has put together a coupon worth $100 in free gifts.
Oh, my gosh.
And very nice. They did the printing, very nice glossy printing. And people that are interested in supporting us can give us a donation of $5. Mm-hmm. And I can have them available for sure. We'll have them at the walk. Mm-hmm. But I'm actually trying to see what other places will want to have some of those that we can distribute. But at this time, they are available at the walk, and it's a good way to support a good cause. And just as a reminder that whatever donations we get, they go back directly to serve the people of El Paso.
As it is, yeah.
Yeah, and then and also I believe we also have until December to raise funds, even after the walk. So if anyone is still interested in donating, then they can go ahead and do so even up until after the walk as well.
Well, it makes sense too, because when contributions are made, especially to NAMI El Paso, all the way to the end of the year, it's also, and I'll put that out there bluntly, it's a tax deduction.
Yes. It definitely is. So we are nonprofit. That's absolutely right.
So, you know, it's a good way to start building your tax portfolio for 2015 by giving generously. You know, give generously to all of your nonprofits in town, but, you know, especially the National Alliance on Mental Illness here in El Paso. It's a vital organization. You guys really, really put a lot of effort behind the education needed that the community has desired for all this time and, quite frankly, has been shy to ask, you know.
We are seeing people coming forward more as a result of the outreach that we're doing. I see it. In my own family, we have been open now to talk about our own situations. And it's just such a wonderful experience to have people say, you know what? I have suffered from whatever for so many years. I'm so glad you disclosed. What can I do? And many of my friends have come to family classes as a result. So it's really encouraging.
Clemencia and Natalie, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Dennis. This was wonderful. We appreciate it.